Previously on Dead Air.
911, what is your emergency?
God, I don't... My wife... There's blood everywhere.
Margaret Graham, found murdered in her bedroom, clutching a horseshoe belonging to her favorite mare in her right hand.
All told, nearly 60 persons living with AIDS were cast in Philadelphia. Within 3 years, most of them were dead. Today, they're all gone. All but one. You'll meet her next time on the final chapter of People Like Us Inside Philadelphia.
You're listening to the Left Behind Game Club.
Podcasts are the best. The words on a slide during a presentation by Lindsay Michael at PodCamp Toronto, the 13th annual gathering of podcast makers and listeners. Lindsay is co-host and producer of Podcast Playlist, a CBC radio show about new podcasts. Podcasters are among those celebrating what we're calling the new golden age of audio. So, what's hot with audio listeners, and what does an audio show need in order to be successful? I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 5. In Episode 4 this season, I talked about the one-to-one relationship between a listener and a host, on radio and in podcasting. I'm the host, you're the listener. We are here together, alone. You, me. A host should never speak of listeners or use terms such as some of you to speak to a listener. It's one-to-one. Intimacy is one of the four pillars of good podcasting, as explained by Lindsay Michael at PodCamp Toronto. If you're studying audio media, you've likely heard a professor say something like that. Intimacy, the nature of the listening relationship. I listen to you. When I podcast, I do it for you. A listener is most likely alone when listening to a podcast. I'll come back to this. Immersive. As a listener, I should be able to fall into the story in a podcast, like a good novel or a good movie. The podcast should take me to that other world where the story takes place. I need high production values if I'm going to be able to dive in and stay immersed. The sound needs to be really good. Clean, clear recordings on the voices, no distortion. Smooth level control on the audio mixes, no bumpy or clicking edits. Music, when used, should not overwhelm the voices. And overall, the sound should be processed for an even listening experience. Loudness should be set so it's consistent. Loudness units, LUFS, should be even. Lindsay's fourth and final pillar, the element of surprise. What happens that, as a listener, I did not expect, could not predict, that catches me when it happens? As an approach to writing a podcast story, this works in real life and fiction. This is from Dead Air.
I bend and heft the box and almost fall over at the weight. Whatever's inside is not just heavy, it clanks. What the hell? I mutter. I decide to open it on the spot. I find some scissors and slice the line of duct tape holding it closed. Try not to think about how useful murderers find duct tape, and pry open the lid. Horseshoes. The box is filled with horseshoes. Just like the one they found in Peg Graham's hand. My heart thuds in my chest. It's a warning. But from who?
As I suggest in Episode 4, someone somewhere is working on the very first episode of their own new podcast series right now. So what's hot? What types of shows are listeners going for? True crime is big. The category exploded, starting with Serial around 2014. Fiction, including audio theater, drama, much like radio drama. I have always felt there's a demand for drama for listening. Shows that are decades old are still being aired in major markets in Canada and the U.S. Broadcasters in Britain, Europe, Africa, South America, and other places still produce them regularly. It's why I brought radio drama into final semester course curriculum in my teaching back in 2011. students have produced dozens of original, engaging, immersive, fun, surprising audio dramas in their coursework since then. Drama I have been listening to: Dead Air from Serial Box, Tanis, a mystery horror science fiction series with 4 seasons so far, Limetown, which has 2 full seasons and now a novel, a few episodes of The Veil, a 1-story-per-episode series from Vox. Fascinating. Things you just have to hear as they flow. Other People's Problems, Inside Jaws from Wondery, The AI Effect from E1. At the Canadian Podcasting Awards during PodCamp Toronto, The AI Effect gets the award for Outstanding Technology Series. Kimberly Hackeman, a 2018 grad from the Postgrad Radio Program at Humber, is part of the team that makes The AI Effect.
Prime Minister Trudeau is not online.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Prime Minister. This is Amber.
I guess I simply look at it as a way of having machines or having computers draw conclusions in a predictive way based on input the way a human being would do it if they had the time and the ability to learn through all the different examples.
Fun. Music podcasts. Discovery, travel, cooking, food, hobbies, sports, games. Here's one. Left Behind Game Club featuring Jacob McCourt, a 2017 grad of the postgrad renamed Radio and Media Production Program at Humber College in Toronto. Jacob and his friends play games considered old.
Today we're playing a scary video game, a good video game, that is Soma, developed and published by Frictional Games, released on Linux, Windows, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. First release date, September 22nd, 2015. Mo, Jess, we didn't talk much throughout this process, but I feel like we have tons to say about this video game.
And I keep hearing over the past few months that another big space for opportunity is podcasts for children. Yes, kids will listen. The key, other than a good story and characters, is producing the show to be heard over a smart speaker. If a kid can say, "Play the name of your show," you're set. Finally for today, then, back to my point about how we listen. Podcasts, as intimate listening experiences heard typically alone, should follow those earlier points about audio quality and should be intended for listening over headphones or smart speakers. Think about the difference in the way you listen and hear when you use headphones or a smart speaker on its own, rather than the car stereo or speaker stacks in the rec room. The same sound you want in your headphones might also be the right sound in terms of balance and loudness processing for someone streaming audio directly into their digital hearing devices, such as cochlear implant sound processors. You can find lots of experts online talking about audio processing for podcasts. Audio is our product. In the new golden age, you want top-of-the-line audio that sounds the best you can make it. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.